Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan. It's wonderful to be here this morning. And to all of you, good morning to you. The Lord is so multitudinously good. I've been telling you all that. I tell you, God is so wonderful. I'm just still rejoicing over what God did on last night, or the 17th. I just never will forget when God spoke to my heart and said, I want you to call people together. He said, they have me at the priority list at the bottom of it. And they got other things at the top. And they're over me. And I'm just telling you what the Lord said to me. And he said, I want you to call them together and ask them to make a sacrifice for me. And many people did last night. And God just, oh my God, oh my God. It was what a night. And then I asked him, when do you want us to have it? And he said, I want you to look at the calendar. I looked at the calendar and God said, have it on the 17th. You know, God knows all about the weather and everything else. It's scheduled to rain today, but yesterday it was a beautiful, beautiful day and a beautiful night. God is just so, so wonderful. And God blessed in such a wonderful way. We'll tell you more about it. Let's go to God in prayer right now. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, a brand new day. We esteem you. We extol you. We lift you up higher than anything in this world. Oh, thank you, God. Forgive us for anything we've done that you told us to do, or anything we've done wrong, and forgive us for the things that you tried to get us to do that we haven't done, the sin of omission. Please help us, Lord. We're trying our best to do your will. And bless this prayer line. Oh, God, thank you for what you've done on here. It's marvelous in your sight, and we praise you for it. Thank you for every person who takes our time for you. Amen. And thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost that is on this line and that was there last night. We just praise you and give you the glory and the honor. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so excited about you speaking to my heart, the Holy Ghost speaking to my heart and saying, why don't you thank him 1,000 times? And we've been trying our best to get people across the world to thank you 1,000 times. And Lord, we just praise you for what you've done in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, oh God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We glory in you, Lord. We praise you and we adore you so, so very much. Bless us today and we'll bless you back. Bless every person who needs your help in a special way. People have very special prayer requests. I'm asking you to grant them, Lord, and I pray that you bring joy in the midst of sorrow and hope in the midst of hopelessness and peace in the midst of confusion. I pray. I rebuke distractions and I rebuke all of those hindrances in the name of Jesus. Only the enemy comes to try to distract us. Only the enemy comes to try to hinder God's people from doing his perfect will. And we rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Bless, 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 bless. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And good morning to all of you on the prayer line. Are you all awake this morning? Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Amen. Amen. It's taking y'all a little while, but I tell you what, let's speak to the Lord and see. We're going to give him some praise in just a minute. Let's speak to him. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's go. Praise check. Let's get a praise here. Where's your level of praise this morning? Has it been good to you? Then praise him on a high level. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, thank you, God. Come on, saints. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. You've been mighty good. You're mighty kind. You're mighty wondrous. We adore you. We esteem you. We lift you up. praise and adoration. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, don't let the devil stop you in 3 seconds. Come on. You got to give him more praise than that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise your holy name. We love you, Lord. We praise you. And we give you the glory and all the honor and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. God bless y'all. Some of y'all are kind of asleep this morning. Amen. Let's wake up here and praise him. Amen. If you knew all the things that happened last night, how the enemy tried to sift you as wheat, you would be howling, thank you, Jesus. Some of y'all are supposed to be crippled, but yet you can walk. Some of y'all are supposed to be so you can't talk according to the enemy. And here you are, can open your mouth. Why don't you open your mouth and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Honestly, my. Amen. I want to let you know the Lord did it. Amen. God did it and blessed in a special way. We give him the glory and adoration. And I want to open up the praise report line. You have a praise. God's been good to you. Who can take that this morning? Amen. Somebody who is really awake, you can take the praise reports. And you don't mind asking people to praise the Lord. I want to just read that. Psalms 107 again. I just read it the other day, and I was just in the Word, and the Lord just gave me that, showed me, said, read this, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And then let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Yes.
He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Now, amen, if that's the word of God, then you're supposed to do that. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his good, for he is good, for his mercy, and do it forever. But then it says, not just in your private closet. It says, let the redeemed of the Lord say something. Say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Has he redeemed you from the hand of the enemy?
Hallelujah.
You're supposed to say something.
Hallelujah. Amen. I've been redeemed.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, who this morning can receive those praise reports? You can give a praise report and you can receive others. And then who can do that? If so, just jump in there. The line is open to you. Anybody?
Praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Johnson in Bronx, New York. I just want to thank God. I'm giving praise and honor and glory and thanks to my God, because truly God is good. And I was telling Dr. Pfeiffer last night that I am just so blessed to be a part of First Fruit of Billion Praise Ministry, because it has really brought me a long way and really helped me to grow more in the Lord. It takes nothing away from what I've learned in my own church, but God knows what we need. And I just say, God knows. He knew that I needed. I had a need to be a part of this ministry. And I thank God for Dr. Pfeiffer, how she reached out to me on Facebook and invited me to be a part of this ministry over a year ago. And I just praise and thank God. I ask God to bless her. And I used to just listen in and listen to Dr. Stern and her and you and others pray and Sister Gina. And I just got so encouraged. And at first I was shy. I didn't want to say anything. But you all have given me some holy boldness here. And I'm just so grateful to God, because all this week I've been so sick with a stomach virus. All I was doing was sleeping, because I was up during the night, but God got me up this morning, hallelujah, and I'm just feeling good in the Lord, and I just thank God for the blog line last night. I heard you prayed for somebody, and I know somebody got delivered, so I'm just thanking God. I'm thanking him for my life, so that I can walk, that I can talk, that I can lift my hand and praise him, and I'm just so grateful to him, and I'm looking to do great things for the Lord and for him to do great things through me. And that's my praise report. I thank God for Mother Johnson also. Hallelujah. And Sister Betty, I thank God. Thank God for you, Dr. Johnson. The line is open for praise reports. If you all don't have any, I can come up with some more. So I just want to open the line up for you this morning so you can give your praise reports and give God some thanks. Amen?
Amen.
Who's going to be first?
Good morning. This is Ambassador Hodges from Kansas City. And I just want to thank God for another day that he allowed me to see. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Oh, my God, I thank God for the service on last night. The Lord led us there from the very beginning. I mean, it's just awesome. I thank God for those first group members that came in, drove in, however they got here. We certainly had a glorious time in the Lord last night. Thank God for all the leaders, each and every one of you, all our views. Just another day, another week that the Lord has allowed us to make it. We made it, y'all. I thank God for that.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is there another one?
Yes. My name is Tiffany, and I'm calling from Shawnee Mission, Kansas, and I was there at the service last night. Actually, I was one of the ones that Dr. Bernard Johnson prayed for. I was the last one that he prayed for. And my pastor, he was there, Pastor Evan Rome, praying for healing on last night. And I just wanted to say I thank God for Sister Baker and for Pastor Johnson's wife. They both invited me to the prayer line on last week. I've been knowing Sister Baker for a while now. And I'm just glad that I'm here because I'm not supposed to be. You know, that's what the doctors are telling me years and years ago. But I'm healed. I didn't give my testimony last night, but I'm healed from a severe chronic lung disease. And I'm just grateful to be here, the things that God is doing in my life, the changes that he's making in me and the growth, the maturity. And I just want to thank God on this morning. I was blessed to hear him play last night. I have never heard him play before. Amazing. And I was just amazed to hear him. And I just loved the service on last night. I enjoyed the company, you know, the people, the surrounding. And it was just an actual prayer service that I loved. And I thank God for that on this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. Another one? Is there another one? Come on, jump on in there.
Yes. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
It's Sister Rush. I thank God for everybody on the line this morning. I thank God for that we made it there safe. And it was really, really, really wonderful last night. The hospitality was good. They had plenty of food for everybody. And I thank God for the Spirit of God was in there. Oh, it was in there. I thank God for it. And whatever you wanted, whatever you need, you could have got it last night because the Spirit was there. I thank God for it. So y'all continue to pray for me.
Amen. Is there another one? Dr. Johnson, how many more do we take?
Can we get maybe a couple more? Maybe
some
we can
more?
Get three
okay.
more. Somebody
okay, we got okay. We got space for three more praise reports. Evangelist Vandy, are you on the phone from New York? Evangelist Vandy? Okay. Is there another one?
Good morning. This is Mother Wilson. How's everybody doing?
Good morning.
I'm so thankful for the service on last night. Although I wasn't there, but I can praise God for being in the land of the living and for y'all thinking about me. God is good. God bless
yeah.
you. Have tenure to do good and keep on praying for me. I thank God for Dr. Johnson, how the Lord is anointing him and carrying him on to give out the word of God and to inspire others to do so. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Okay, we have space for more. So now to jump in there and give that praise report. I'm learning from Dr. Johnson. Jump in there.
Good morning. Amen. Good morning, Mrs. Father Digda. I thank and praise the Lord for that praise, that scripture this morning. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. I thank the Lord for his mercy enduring for me. And I thank him for he has done great things in my life. And I thank him for how he saved me. And how the good part about it is that he delivered me and I don't have to go to a devil's hell. And I've been glad about it. Ever since, God for Jesus.
Amen. We have space for one more praise report.
Anybody else the Lord's been good to? Come on. All right, thank you so much.
Back in your hands, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you so much, Evangelist Johnson from New York. Amen. God bless
yes,
you
sir.
Out there. Amen.
God bless you too.
Oh, God bless you. I tell you, I'm just still shouting about what the Lord did on last night. We started out with a wonderful praise and worship with Brother Donnie Halliburton, who did such a wonderful job on the praise and worship. And then Ambassador Lady Betty, she stepped up and she did a wonderful welcome last night. I greeted the people. She welcomed the people. And after that, we were just on. You know, we kind of glued everything together last night with the praise check. Amen. And the people, we did a praise check last night about, I'd say, about 10, 15 times. Amen. But it glued everything together. People were praising God and giving God glory. Every time we gave them, asked for a praise check, their praise seemed to go a little higher and higher and higher. Y'all know what a praise check is on this line?
Yes,
and
yes.
You can see what level your praise is on. I had that vision. I saw it. I saw a stadium filled. And the devil was trying to take that away. No, you can never take that away because God showed me that. His stadium filled and the people were there, not for a football game, not for a basketball game, and not for the World Series or the Super Bowl, but they were there to give God a Super Bowl praise. Oh, my God, and even bigger than that. And I said to the people, I said, you know, people who run a touchdown at the football game, people just go crazy praising them because they ran that pigskin across that touchdown line. But over 2,000 years ago, Jesus ran the greatest touchdown of all time.
Hallelujah.
And I had a praise check, and people just went
hallelujah.
Crazy.
Thank you,
Jesus. They were praising God everywhere. Some were running over down the road and everything else and jumping up and down and praising God. They didn't care. It was just wonderful. And God showed me praise like the world has never witnessed before. We're going to televise it when it comes. God's going to give us the funds to televise it everywhere, all over the world. They're going to be praising God like you've never seen them praise God on television ever before. I'm telling you, they're going to be going in, praising God, weeping, crying, and glorifying God. Amen. I just want to see if y'all awake yet. Are y'all awake yet? Let me have
hallelujah.
A praise.
Hallelujah.
What was your praise on? Praise check on this line. Praise check.
Hallelujah.
Come on,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name.
Bless
your name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, who is that? They're saying hallelujah. Who is that? Who is that?
Evangelist Johnson in New York.
Let me ask you something, Evangelist Johnson. And this has happened to some people, but in the name of Jesus, I forbid it happening to you, but let me see something. Evangelist Johnson, demonstrate something for us. Amen. If the doctor walked in the room and said, you have cancer all throughout your body, all in your bones and everywhere, and he sent you home with 10 days to live, you went and came on the prayer line, and we prayed. And this has happened many times, and we prayed the people of God on this prayer line, prayed, and ask God for a miracle. And you went back to the doctor, that same doctor who had and said, look at it again. And he looked again and said, you know what? Let me check that again. And he checked again. He said, let me do another examination. Check it again a third time. And said, this is curious. I don't understand. And he said, what is it that you understand? I know I saw cancer all throughout your body, but I don't see any cancer anywhere in your body. How would you praise God?
I would say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I would tell him I know that it's God, and I know God because I've been through not death, but the doctor thought that I had cancer in the uterus, and they took out the polyps, and they were not cancerous. God delivered me, and he healed me, and I thanked him right there in the doctor's office. I heard the doctor say, thank you, Jesus. I will praise God all over the place. Yes, I will.
God bless you. You know, I know that God is a healer myself. He's healed me many times. I give the testimony about how I was born with asthma, couldn't breathe correctly. But one day, I gave my heart to Jesus, and I asked him to heal me of asthma. And God said, your life is messed up. Give me your life, and I'll touch you. And I gave my life to Christ, and one day I was blown amazing grace, and only what you do for Christ will last. And I passed out. But when I came to from blowing that tongue, the Holy Ghost said, check your lungs. And I checked my lungs and completely gone out of my lungs with that asthma. No more if I had it. Thank God. He is a healer. Amen.
Yes,
I'm going to I got time for one more praise report. There's somebody who knows that you know that you know, shown up that you know that God is a healer. Anybody on this line? No.
God bless you. This is
Pastor
William. God bless you. I'm excited
bless
about
you.
Being on the line and coming on the line and being able to hear you go over your vision once again. I thank God for it. I thank God for what he is doing in your life, what he's doing on the First Fruit the prayer line, and what he's doing for this great convention of people that will be blessing his name like none other can. The world is about to hear a glorious sound.
Ooh,
the world is about to hear themselves serenade God with praises all over this world like no other world can do. People are going to bless God. Hallelujah. And God's going to use his manservant, Dr. Johnson, to be able to lead such a group of people in that, because it is his desire. It is Dr. Johnson's desire. And I believe the Bible, that the Lord says he will give us, if your ways are pleasing to him, he will give you the desires of your heart. And so this is his desire, and God will grant that desire unto you. Dr. Johnson, I thank God for all of you, and I thank God for you, your mother, and your wife, Lady Betty, and all of the glorious people of God, the children of God that is on this line. I thank God for you, and I'm excited about what the Lord is doing. I'm excited about it. I am so happy to be on this line because I know God is a healer. I know him as a way maker. I know him as a provider. I know him as this. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because he has done so for me so many glorious times. Hallelujah. And I thank God, oh, my God, to just hear the vision that you're making plain. Every time you talk about it, you're making it plain. Every time you talk about the vision, it's like you're chiseling it on the heart and in the spirit of the Lord's people. And give them something to look forward to. Give them something to drive forward to. And I thank God for that. I thank God for you because I want the people of God to know that every person on this line matters. Everybody matters. Everybody matters. You are not a second thought. You are not someone who God is just, you know what, let me just take one more. No, every person that's on this line came, hallelujah, with a tag of purpose stated on their life. And cities have been blessed because of you. Businesses have stayed in business because of these people right here. Businesses and homes and schools have been in place and have been protected because of the people that is on this line. Hallelujah. And I thank God for that. Like, Lord, reveal this to me. How do you, how do I know that? He says, I told Abraham. Hallelujah. Abraham was interceding and said, Lord, if you find 50, would you spare it? God said, yeah. 40, yeah, I will spare it. 30, would you spare it? Yeah, I will spare it. God, what about 20? Would you spare the city if you find 20? Yes, I will spare the city. But he did not spare the city because he could not find 20. He couldn't even find 10 in the city. So what did he do? He moved those that he loved. He moved Lot and his family out of the city so that he could destroy the city because he couldn't even find adequate people praying, adequate people interceding. And on this line, we have a line full of people who are praying and seeking the face of God, saying,
hallelujah,
God, pity your people, deliver your people, send forth intercessors and ambassadors in this nation that they will pray and glorify you. And we are here, and nations, hallelujah, and cities and towns and states are still here, and they're still thriving. And they're blessed because of you in that city, wherever you are. I heard a voice from New York, somebody from Chicago, somebody else from Missouri, Kansas, and everybody. They're on this line, Dr. Johnson. They're on this line. And God is stirring those cities because the people are on this line, and they're praising him. God bless you. God keep you. Heaven smile upon you. And yes, he will spare the city if the people just bless him.
Hallelujah.
As you have led the people to do so, stay in their shop. God bless you. God keep you.
Bless you.
Heaven smile upon you.
God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Williams. I tell you, the anointing of God is on your life, and God is using you in such a multitudinous way to bless people everywhere. I never forget the other day when you came on and prayed, and I know I had been checking my sugar level, and it was running around 200, 212, 215, and I went to the doctor, and after you prayed, amen, they checked my sugar level. It was 57. I never had that before. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Williams. I want you to pray for healing. I know the healing virtue is on your life.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And I know if you pray this morning, the Holy Ghost is revealing, if you pray this morning, many people will be healed. Amen. Anybody need healing on this line? And that's the revealing of the Lord. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Williams, I want you to pray. This is the man, amen, we didn't know about dropping that oil in the water. This is the man that God used to say, let's drop two or three drops of oil, blessed oil in that water. And we did so, and God blessed us, and God touched us and healed us. I'm going to ask him if he can come this morning and pray for the people all across the land, all overseas, in foreign countries, everywhere. People over there, grab it, whatever you put out in the anointing of Jesus Christ. If you say, be healed, they say, yes, I'm healed. If they say, be delivered, they say, yes, I'm delivered. If you say, be made whole, yes, I'm made whole. They'll grab it. They're waiting. Sometimes, some of them, this is their only church, and they're waiting for somebody to pray for them, somebody to give a testimony, somebody to just ask for prayer for them in the name of Jesus. Pastor Williams, the line is open to you. Please pray for the people all over the world. Thank you.
God bless you, sir. God bless you. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We're going to get ready to go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. But before I do, I just want to say to all of you who are suffering from a sickness or a disease, sugar, diabetes, tumors, liver disorder, blood disorder, whatever it is, glory to God, whatever it is, that thing does not have the last say over your life. That thing, that spirit does not have the last say over your life. Glory to God. And we cannot allow the devil, we cannot allow his agents of darkness to have the last say over our life. We belong to God. We are the children of God. And God has the last say. God has the last say over our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we stretch our hands to you. No other help we know. If thou withdrawest thyself from us, oh, where shall we go? Father, we have no one to turn to. We look to you today, God, in the name of Jesus, and we give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. As Jesus did outside of the grave site of Lazarus, and before Jesus called Lazarus, he said, Father, I thank you because you hear me, and you hear me every time I call. Lazarus, come forth. Glory to God. And Father, as you brought forth that great miracle, that the glory of God might be revealed. Father, show us the glory in the earth today, and draw your pastors upon the lives of these your good. Draw your pastors and draw your tumors and regulate blood pressure in the name of Jesus. Let the glory of God might be revealed today. It's all Hallelujah. All glory.
Hallelujah.
And deliver, even in the eye, the knee, the foot, the jaw, the leg, the hip, the back, the shoulder, the muscles, the tendons, in the name of Jesus, the blood, the bone, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Say that the blood of Jesus is a tissue. You do not have the last say, but God's people, but they are the children of God, and as many have received him, to them gave his power to become the sons of God and to walk in healing and to walk in deliverance and freedom, because we are the children of God. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for your healing. We thank you for your healing virtue. We command eyes to come open. We command deaf ears to come open. Blinded eyes to come open. Legs, limbs that were stuck in place, come moving in the name of Jesus. God, create a miracle for these your people. Can you make a miracle for these that are on this line? Can you make a miracle, Father, in the name of Jesus? Why do we want a miracle? That your glory might be revealed to them and to these that are on this line. Hallelujah. I'm not concerned about my personal, but God, that your glory might be revealed. Hallelujah. In the earth, God. Hallelujah. Jesus, when he called Lazarus from the dead, he was not concerned about himself. He wasn't the one trying to look good, but he wanted the glory of God to be revealed. Father, let the healing that will take place on this line today, and it will. Let the miracles take place on this line today, and they will. Let it be that the glory of God be revealed in the name of Jesus. For your glory, God. For your glory, God. For your glory, wherever they are. For your glory. It's for your glory. The cancers are drying up. The eyes are drying up. The blindness, hallelujah, eyes are open. For your glory. Because it testifies that you are in the healing business. Your glory testifies that you are God and you cannot lie. You are not man that you should lie. Not a son of man that you should repent. Everything you say, you will bring it to pass. It testifies to your great fires of who you are. It testifies that you are not dead, but you're yet alive. And it testifies to your people that they yet believe in you and they yet walk with you. And so, God, all of them that would believe today, release a miracle into them. A miracle of healing, a miracle of faith, a miracle of finance. A miracle of liberation in Jesus' name. Liberation from bondage. And we give you praise. And it is done. And the glory of God shall be revealed.
Hallelujah.
And we give you praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you.
May I say this? Somebody who knows you've been going through something, and you know you woke up this morning with that thing in your life. Glory to God. Go and check yourself. Glory to God. Go and check yourself even right now and begin believing God. Not Pastor William. Begin believing God. And glorifying God for what great things he has done unto you in Jesus' name. God bless you. God keep you. And heaven smile upon you.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. God keep you. Thank to God. He put it out there. He said, cancer's drying up. And the diabetes being healed. And other things being. You got to learn when the Holy Ghost is using somebody. Put these things out there and grab them. You should have been going, grabbing those things. Grab it. Cancer being healed. Grab it. Yeah. Diabetes being healed. Grab it. Carpal tunnel being healed. Grab it. Grab all those things. Blessings of the Lord. Financial blessings upon your life. Grab it. In the name of Jesus. Thank God. Oh, my God. Amen. And it shall come. It is true. And thank you for it in Jesus' name. Pastor Williams, you've been a blessing to us this morning. Amen. And just following the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen.
Thanks.
All right.
Dr. Johnson.
Yes.
Dr. Johnson. This is Evangelist Johnson in New York. I wanted to tell you this. I was looking at the 700 Club.
And as Pastor Williams was praying, it came back to me that Pat Robinson, they have missionaries over in different parts of those third world countries. And he showed a documentary and a film of the people in some part of India where they are traveling by foot and sitting on rocks and praising God. And I thought about what you had said about the praise is going out all over the world. And these people were crying out to God. And he said the praise is breaking out all over in India. And I want to find out what part of India it was so I can let you know. Because he said it's breaking out. And there were thousands and thousands of people you could just see with their hands lifted up, not praising an idol, but they were praising the living God.
Oh, my God. That's the way it is, man. And we got people all over in India listening right now in Africa. I want to just say to y'all, be encouraged. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get at. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. God loves you. God's going to make a way out of no way. And that prayer that Pastor Williams prayed just a moment ago is for you, too, all over in India, all over in Africa. Be healed. Be delivered. Be set free. God is healing your bodies right now, all of you. Grab it. Grab it. The Holy Ghost put it out there. Grab those things and be healed in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, thank you. I believe that was Calcutta where they were praising God like that. And the Bible was breaking out. People all over in Calcutta. I never will forget when I was there in that country. Oh, my God. They were so hungry for the Lord. Hungry for the Lord. And Trivandrum, even in India. Oh, my God. All of them in Trivandrum. How they're hungry for the Lord. That's where I had all those Hindus come to my concert there in Trivandrum. And that night, 12,600 or more Hindus received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. I asked them, who is on the Lord's side? I talked about Jesus and believing in Jesus. See, they believe in all kinds of gods over there. But I told them there's only one true and living God, Jehovah God. And he loved us so much, he sent Jesus, his only begotten Son, into this world to come and die for us. And then I asked him, who would accept Jesus? Who's on the Lord's side? And 12,600 Hindus ran forward and said, I want Jesus in my life. This was unheard of. They wouldn't ever do that. They were Hindus, Hindu religion. But they said, I want Jesus in my life. This was defying their religion when God did it. Oh, my God. And Pastor Williams, I want to say to you, and what you were saying is so true about this prayer line and how God is using it to touch the world. The other day, I was looking at television and saw that woman who refused to marry same-sex couples. Refused. They put her in jail. And saints, I want to give you a report. You all prayed. I asked for y'all to pray. Six or seven of y'all prayed a role that God would touch. And then we prayed also with you and asked God to open the jail cells and change the judge's heart and et cetera. And do you remember what happened after y'all prayed that day? That evening, they showed it on national news. The judge rescinded his command, and they opened up the prison and let her out of prison, let her out of jail, rather. And so I want to praise God for it. He did it through you all, through your prayer. Six or seven of y'all prayed, and it was something. They opened up. Did y'all see that? They opened up the jail that night, and she came out of that jail because of your prayer. Thank God for you in the name of Jesus. We just got a little time left here. Oh, thank you, Lord. Amen. And we want to get some prayer requests, for anything you have in your heart that you want to ask God for. Pastor Williams has always prayed for divine healing. Oh, my, if you really receive that prayer, just check yourself. I know God did something marvelous for you, but you just want to check and see what the Lord has done. Examine yourself, amen, and see what the Lord has done for you. Amen. But I'm going to open it up. What do you want, Lord? What do you want? God said he wants another couple of praise reports of what God has done for you, and then we'll open it up to anybody who has a prayer request. Amen. Anybody have a praise report? He said he wants two more. Amen. What did God do for you today, last week, last year, whatever? Keep on telling that testimony. God is a God of repetition. Sometimes when you repeat that praise report of what God did for you, people get healed more then than they did the first time. because it sinks in more. And I got this message called, you got to give the anointing time to work. Amen. Give it time to work. Anybody else? You got a praise report? I'm going to open up the line back again. I want two more people who can tell of the goodness of Jesus. The Lord has redeemed you. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. God bless you. And I ask for you. Anybody else? Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Kansas City, Missouri, chiming in 816. I was praying loud last night for the conference, hearing all the testimonies this morning from my prayer report. Even at work last night, my hand, I don't know what it is with my hand. It's the best for like Charlotte Gray, but it is. It freezes up, and I can't really move it. But I just start praying with my blessed soul and just saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, I am redeemed, and I am thanking God for his mercies and his grace. Thank you for allowing another two testimonies. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for always, always, always giving the opportunity to give God praise. God bless you. Back in your hands, Jesus.
You know what, Sister Jerry? Somebody gave a testimony last night about when they felt something all of their body, they just didn't have the activity in moving their hands, and their hands had swollen up, and they couldn't hardly move their hands. But the Holy Ghost touched them and healed them completely. They were just moving their hands, raising them, and shaking their hands to Jesus and running around the church. I tell you, the same Holy Ghost that healed them, he's healing right now. I want you to know, grab it, grab it. He healed them. He's not a respecter of persons. Grab it. God's healing you now. Grab it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And see what the Lord has done for you. Heavenly Father, thank you for this great woman of God, Sister Charlotte Gray. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, as she grabs that testimony, grabs that healing virtue that was put out this morning, oh, God, let her be healed completely too by the enemy. And take the swelling out of her hands and any place around her arms or wherever it is. Lord, heal this precious, precious woman. She works for you, Lord. And how can she work for you, afflicted? I want you to heal her in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking you properly, in the name of Jesus, for the glory of God. And your word cannot be a lie, even though the enemy is trying to make it a lie. It cannot be a lie. Not one jot nor tittle of your word shall go unfulfilled. Satan, get out of there. I got the power of God upon my life, and he gave me the authority. He said we have all dominion on earth over everything that creepeth upon the earth. I bind you, devil, get out of there. The blood of Jesus on you. Woman of God, Sister Charlotte, I want you to say the blood of Jesus is in me. The blood of Jesus, say it. The blood of Jesus is in me. The blood of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Devil, get out of there. That body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. The blood of Jesus in there. 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 Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. We'll take one more praise report. Amen. Somebody else want to say something. Are you, Sister Charlotte, you want to say anything else? What is it? Go ahead.
I give it right back to you, Chief, like you give it to us. I thank God for the double for our trouble. When you preached that word a couple years back, God will give you double. And I'm sending it right back to you in the name of Jesus. Double anointing, double finances, double for your favor, for your labor, for your patience. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your outstretched hand, for your family who endures. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
right
God.
Back to you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. The blessings of the Lord make it rich and add no song. God bless you, woman of God. All right. We'll take one more praise report. Anybody else? The line is open.
This is Mother Wilson, Mrs. Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
Praise report from my granddaughter in Korea. I thank God for her, how God has stretched it out in her, and how she is yet in class training for the a language over there, and the Lord has blessed her with different languages now. And she wrote a beautiful letter telling us how she's asking God to let her meet different people with